You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking at this headline here saying, if women treat the men mean, they keep them, and it's a tactic that women may use to keep their man. I don't like that tactic. I don't like that tactic, but many of us know that there's been these little tricks that men and women have been using on each other for centuries, and this is the advice we end up giving our siblings, we end up giving our best friends, we end up giving our kids. And I mean, is this the right advice? Apparently, a report from researchers at the University of Western Sydney and Singapore found 59 different ways both genders manipulate their partners. And they actually interviewed people to find out what their most successful tactics were. According to psychologists, examined a host of much-used strategies. Women, they say, blow hot and cold with the possible partner to test his commitment and quality. I remember doing that. I remember pretending to be mad. I wasn't mean to him. I just remember pretending to be more mad than I really was about the situation just to see what they would do. That is interesting. No, I didn't do it on my husband. I remember doing it on an ex-boyfriend. It didn't work. He was still, what? Really? You're mad, huh? I gotta forget it. Researchers analyzed, according to Mail Online, 58 strategies used by women playing hard to get. It ranged from flirting with others to being snooty, to letting somebody, if they called, it just go to voicemail and not picking up the phone. The study is reported in the European Journal of Personality, and they asked 1,500 men and women which tactics worked best. They say the most successful for women, right, was appearing highly confident, talking to other people, withholding sex, sarcasm, sounding busy. Women would tease, flirt with others, and turn down the first few dates because they thought that was the most successful to get a man. Oh, I wish I knew that years ago. Boy, I was like, oh, really? You want to go out with me? Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you want, I mean, me? You're talking to me. You aren't talking to her. You're talking to me? Me? You want to go out with me? That's how I used to. I never even thought of playing hard to get. They say women were more likely than men to play hard to get. The researcher from the University of Sydney in Singapore, Management University, discovered. Researchers suggested that was because women are trying to ensure a potential mate will stand by them once they have a child. I guess that makes sense. I mean, you know, you throw so many darts at the man, then hopefully real darts won't make him flee. I think I get that. All right. Philip Hudson, another researcher, says the study blends traditional thinking with some modern. To get her man in the 1950s movie The Pajama Game, Doris Day withholds sex until her underlying contractual demands are met. Ooh, that must have been a dirty movie. All right, but they say that psychologists and therapists think the strategy is outdated and that it should most likely attract an incompatible mate who would tire of her once the challenge had vanished. Well, I tell you why that's outdated. In the olden days, waiting for sex was something that was, you know, still pretty standard. Now nobody waits for sex. Remember we had this study, when do people sleep with you on which date? You know, and sleeping with a person on the first date has become so commonplace now. Now, I don't get that. I thought, you know, you go out, you meet him, you go out. All right, then a few dates later, you go out some more, and you're like, okay, well, you know, we're just dating. We aren't boyfriend-girlfriend yet. Okay, then after a few more dates, you actually realize, all right, you know, maybe we're going to be boyfriend-girlfriend, but still you're only kissing and holding hands, right? Okay, then you meet the friends, you go out with some friends, then maybe you start meeting the family, then maybe you think about getting engaged. For some reason, sex seems to happen decades before that even occurs. And it's, you know, now, what about this playing hard to get? Well, I learned the silent treatment and playing hard to get worked. I just am not that good an actress. For those of you that have ever seen me on TV, I really can't act. And so I like to be real. I'm not very good at being fake. And if I like a person, I don't want to pretend like I don't like them. I mean, I want to show them I like them. But I have to admit, with my husband, I did not want to be the first one to say I love you. I did not want to be the first one to say I want to have your baby. I held off. And I also didn't want to be the first one to bring up marriage. I let my husband do that just because I'm traditional. You know, I didn't want, you know, people think, well, I'm a modern woman, you know, had a career, supported myself, installed my own car stereo. I could change my own oil on my truck. No. I wanted the man to be the one. I just like that. I had no problem taking on my husband's name. I did not need my maiden name. I just like that traditional thing. And still, I let my husband know he's the king of the castle. Now, I mean, do I have most of the decision-making power? Unfortunately, I do. I don't want to. But if my husband makes the wrong decision, the house is just such a miserable place to live in that my husband just finally decided he'll just run everything by me. I didn't want that to happen. I really didn't. I don't think my husband has to check with me on everything. I really don't. And, you know, like every time he wants to buy a new gun, I don't. He doesn't have to run it by me. I just want to make sure the guns are safe and the kids don't get to it. That's it. But, you know, every now and then he'll make a choice that just no. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, my disappointment with that choice ends up causing such a black cloud over the house, you know, for months that, you know, he ends up just running things by me. But as far as I'm concerned, if a man wants to be the king of the castle, fine by me. I mean, it really doesn't bother me. It doesn't defeminize me. It doesn't take away any of my women's rights. Now, do I ever want to be paid less than a man? Oh, hell no. If I'm doing the same work, pay me the same. But, if, you know, my husband wants to be the king of the castle, absolutely. All right. Where was I going with this? Oh, so anyway. So, you know, people play games. They do. And one of the reasons why we do, women may kind of play hard to get, is because we were taught very early on by our moms that you don't look desperate and that there are certain things we women could do to look desperate. And if you don't want to look desperate, you need to be coy. And some of the women we'll see in these movies or these television shows that are coy and the guy has to take all movie long to finally break them down, they end up, you know, seeming to be the hero, the heroine. So, no, don't do heroin. No. Where are you guys going with that? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Our iPhone app is out. You are able to now listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on your iPhones. Free app. Just go to your app store, download it, and now you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show wherever you go. And it sounds pretty good. Coming in nice and strong. And if you have to pause it, you can pause it. If you need to shut it off because you're sick of hearing me, you can do that too. Okay, I know some people are concerned about how do you get it to stop talking. You shut it off. Really? Is it that bad? Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Now, this headline caught my eye. This was from Fox News saying the 7 foods you should never eat. Now, we talk about foods all the time and what we should eat. And the biggest thing this year has been peppers. Everything's been about bell peppers and red peppers and yellow peppers and green peppers and how healthy they are and how they can prevent breast cancer. I think another study came out today saying how bell peppers can prevent breast cancer. And so everything's about the peppers, probably because of the good rich potassium, you know, and the carotene and the, you know, all sorts of variety of nutrients that seem to be packed in those very vivacious and vibrant vegetables, brilliantly colored vegetables. All right, so we all know about that. We also know about the grains. But we don't talk about foods that we should avoid. And this is very interesting because it looks like what happened is they compiled a list of experts and asked them what is the one food they wouldn't eat. Well, Frederick Von Sal is, I guess, an endocrinologist at the University of Missouri. He says he would never eat canned tomatoes. And the reason why is he studies your radio host stutters, but he studies BPA, the bisphenol A. He said the resin linings of tin cans contain bisphenol A or BPA. We've talked about BPA. It's a synthetic estrogen that could cause reproductive issues, endocrine issues, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, etc. They may even be linking it to autism. They aren't sure. And they say, unfortunately, if you eat canned tomatoes, the acidity of the tomato leaches the BPA from the can into your food. They also believe that this BPA can suppress sperm production or cause chromosomal damage to the eggs of animals. They said you could get up to 50 micrograms of BPA per liter out of a tomato can. This is according to this endocrinologist. So he says, instead, get your tomatoes that were in glass bottles. Glass bottles don't seem to have the linings. You know, I almost wonder, not that I want to talk about drinking soda on this show, but I've always found soda to taste better out of a bottle. And I've been very nervous about us drinking out of cans all these years. I got nervous about it in the 80s when they were talking about aluminum and Alzheimer's. And remember cooking on our pans. And then I remember drinking a Pepsi years ago out of a can, you know. And I'm like, wait a second, I'm drinking out of a can. What about the metal? You know, you just wonder, why does soda taste so much better in a bottle than in a can? I mean, I'm wondering if eventually we're going to just start avoiding cans, these aluminum cans. It'll be interesting to see. I know glass is more expensive, though. All right. So anyway, his beef is with canned tomatoes. Now, this next expert, Joel Salatin, who is co-owner of Polyface Farms, his beef is actually with beef, but corn-fed beef. He's a farmer. He says cattle evolved to eat grass, not grains. But farmers today feed their animals corn and soybeans. I like how this guy thinks, right? You know, going back to how we evolved. All right, I agree. Cattle used to eat grass. Okay, why are we giving cattle, you know, hamburgers and all sorts of other stuff and, you know, weird feed? They're supposed to be vegetarians and, you know, you eat vegetables, okay, or greens. Now, apparently, though, the corn and soybeans fatten up the animals faster for slaughter. So a recent study, he says, by the USDA, looked at corn-fed beef, grass-fed beef, and they found grass-fed beef was higher in beta-carotene, vitamin E, omega-3s, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and we're lower in saturated fats. So if cows are herbivores, they shouldn't be eating chicken manure. They should probably be eating herbs or grass. So he recommends to buy grass-fed beef. Apparently, it is in Whole Foods. Okay, that to me makes sense also. Now there's a toxicologist weighing in on what foods not to eat. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is a toxicologist, Olga Nyadenko. She works for the Environmental Working Group, says, no, it should never eat microwave popcorn. Never. She says the chemicals, like the perfluorooctanoic acid, which we talked about in the show, the PFOA, is in the lining of the bag. These have been linked to infertility. Also, in animal testing, they found it linked to liver, testicular cancer, pancreatic cancer. When you microwave, the chemicals start to vaporize, get into the popcorn. They could stay in your body, the chemicals, and linger for years, not to mention accumulate. So she recommends to get your popcorn and do it in a skillet. All right, take your popcorn the old-fashioned way, pop natural kernels in a skillet. If you have to add flavorings, you could then add the flavorings to it in the skillet, but you could even add soup mix, butter, whatever. I really don't do much of the microwave popcorn. My problem is I always burn it, and then the house stinks, and I just don't want to take that risk. Next, Jeffrey Moyer is a farm director, and he will not eat non-organic potatoes. He said these root vegetables will absorb the pesticides. They'll absorb the fungicides. They'll absorb the herbicides that wind up in the soil. In the case of potatoes, they're treated with fungicides during the growing season, then sprayed with herbicides. And he said after they're dug up, the potatoes are treated again to prevent them from sprouting. All right. He said, if you notice, your conventional potatoes in the store won't sprout. So he says he'll buy organic potatoes this way. He doesn't have to worry about all the chemicals. He says washing is not good enough for that. All right. Now we have a fisheries expert. Now, what food would he never eat? According to Fox News, Dr. David Carpenter, Institute for Health and Environment at the University of Albany, says he would never eat farmed salmon. He said nature did not intend for salmon to be crammed into pens and fed soy, poultry litter, and hydrolyzed chicken feathers. He says, as a result, the farmed salmon is lower in vitamin D and higher in contaminants, PCBs, carcinogens, flame retardants, pesticides like dioxin and DDT. He said the most contaminated fish come from Northern Europe, but many are found on American menus. He said you can eat one of these salmon dinners every 5 months without increasing your risk of cancer. But he said, again, you know, he would rather us eat wild-caught Alaska salmon. If the package says fresh Atlantic, it's farmed. There are no commercial fisheries left for wild Atlantic salmon. You know, we went fishing. There's a whole method to this salmon. You got, you know, pink salmon. You got, is it chud? Why can't I think of them? And you got, I knew them all. I had them all memorized. I know you all are kind of shouting out the five. But you got the chum. Is it chum salmon? You got the chum salmon. You got the king salmon. You got the pink salmon. And then you got a couple others. Something that has to do with your pointer finger, I remember. All right. I mean, so as far as I'm concerned, that the fish I got was wild. I caught it. We froze it. And that's what we eat. Okay, now, we have a cancer researcher weighing in. He says he will never drink milk produced with artificial hormones. Rick North is the project director for Campaign for Safe Food at the Oregon's Physicians for Social Responsibility. He says milk producers treat their dairy cattle with growth hormone, recombinant bovine growth hormone, to boost milk production. But this hormone increases udder infections, even puts pus in the milk. It also leads to higher hormone called insulin-like growth factor in milk. This could contribute to breast, prostate, colon cancer. Wow. All right. He says also, he's not 100% sure that this could cause cancer in humans, but he prefers for the growth hormone-free milk or organic milk. All right. Now, we have an organic foods expert weighing in. He's probably loving this article because almost all of them are agreeing with organic. He says he will never eat conventional apples. He says apples have so many pesticides. He said they are individually grafted from a single tree so that each variety maintains its flavor. Apples do not develop resistance to pests and are sprayed frequently. The industry says the residues are not harmful, but he doesn't like anything. He doesn't like the pesticides. I don't blame him. He says buy organic apples. How do you afford organic food? Now, remember, a study came out earlier this year saying organic food is not healthier. Even though we have this one expert... We have this one expert that said, you know, that you'll have more vitamins in the food, you know, where when the cows aren't overly fed. I'm sorry, I'm getting a pop up here. I'm getting your email. Sorry, people, I'll get your emails in a second. We've had a study this year that came out saying no, organic food is not any healthier. It's just you're avoiding a lot of the crap that's being put on it. And I'm for that. I just wish organic would be a little cheaper. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DUMMY. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app is now out. It is launched. Download the Dr. Dahlia Show on your iPhone for free, and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show hours at a time without ever having to miss anything. Also, it'll connect you with archives, podcasts, etc. All right, what do we got here? They say there's a contact lens that may actually be able to receive text messages. Researchers at Ghent University think this will be out in the market in just a couple years. Scientists have developed a new technology that allows electronic messages sent from mobile phones to be projected on a contact lens and placed in the recipient's eye. This is like James Bond cool. They say it's a spherically curved LCD display created by Belgian researchers at Ghent University. And apparently what they do is they deal with wireless technology and all sorts of cool stuff. They say the lens capability was demonstrated by scientists who showed a dollar sign being projected on the lens. They say it's a step towards fully pixelated contact lens displays. I don't know if I'm going to want that. I don't know if I'm going to want to stick something in my eye and read messages. I don't want to be distracted. I don't want to be distracted when I'm driving. I don't want to be distracted with patients. I don't want to be distracted when I'm on air. I just want to do what I need to do. I'll look at my messages when I want to look at my messages. But they say normally flexible displays using liquid crystal cells are not designed to be formed into a new shape, especially not a spherical one. So the reason why this is such a big deal is now they were able to create a thin spherically curved substrate with active layers. That could be later put in the eye. Again, I still don't know if people are going to want this. I mean, I mean, maybe if it was in a far corner. But you want to know why my problem is? I'm watching these TV shows. Like, I'm watching Gold Rush. And I love Gold Rush. And the Twitters or the tweets come in and they cover up part of the scene. I mean, I'm trying to look at the sluice box. I'm trying to look at the excavator. And you have these messages pop up while you're trying to watch the show. I need to tell Christo to stop that. I don't really care what other people are tweeting about the show. If I cared, I would go onto Twitter. Okay? I'm not going onto Twitter. I'm watching Gold Rush. I want to see the show. So my guess is I'm not going to really want these lenses, because if I want to look at my messages, I'd be looking at my messages. If I'm not looking at my messages, it's because I'm looking away at something else. I'm looking at the kids. I'm looking at my husband. I'm trying to watch TV. All right. But, you know, the big thing nowadays in technology is all these curvy type of mediums in which to view your messages. Remember I said there's going to be a smartphone that's going to be curved, where you could just curve it and try to read it, and it's just the big thing now, curving your smartphone. I just like things nice and rigid. Just keep it rigid, keep it stiff. Things seem to work better that way, don't they? Stop the giggles. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's an experimental antidepressant that they think is working pretty nicely. They say it acts quickly and it lasts long. The new drug called GLYX-13, I guess they haven't come up with a name, they say is so far given in IV form and was recently tested in patients who had not responded to other antidepressants. It began its work within hours, and a single dose lasted a week. Now, why would we want this? Well, because current antidepressant medications could take up to 2 full weeks. Now, remember, you have somebody suicidal. You don't want to wait 2 weeks. When we hospitalize them, we want something that works quickly. And many times, they'll sedate these people and hope that whatever feeling they had passes. All right, not the most ideal. We have been waiting for an antidepressant that works quickly. All right, so the fact that this works quickly but it lasts long, I mean, if you could actually do an IV, I mean, I'd like a shot if they could come up with something like that to administer. But if a single dose lasted a week, you know, I could see where there'll be a use in inpatient facilities. Ideally, though, we're going to need something outpatient. Somebody's depressed, you could give them a shot. Now, not that I am for treating depression with shots or medication. I love therapy. I am a huge fan of therapy. Unfortunately, many people, their insurance doesn't cover a therapist, or there aren't enough therapists out there. And before somebody decides to commit suicide, like this woman who was the butt of a joke, you know, from the Australian DJs, the one that worked at the hospital that Kate Middleton was at. I mean, she apparently felt she had no place to turn to and committed suicide. You know, there are many people that maybe if we did have some sort of an injection or some sort of a means to, you know, intervene, it would be nice. So anyway, Dr. Brian Bruno, acting chair of psychiatry at Lenox Hill Hospital, New York City, said is very excited. He says it sounds like an exciting development. If it were a pill, the drug could change treatment for many patients. Because it's so quick, it would be a huge advantage over current medications, all which take 6 to 8 weeks for the full effect, at least 3 to 4 weeks to start working. Some of my patients, they actually do well within a couple weeks. I've been seeing earlier results, but still, 2 weeks is a very long time. Like I said, we just lost this nurse to committing. I just gained a lisp, but we lost the nurse. You know, we were talking about the Australian DJs actually came on air and apologized. They were crying, saying they were shattered, gutted, and broken for doing the hoax. You know, for those of you that remember, a week ago when Kate Middleton was in the hospital with hyperemesis gravidarum, vomiting so much from being pregnant, which is leading some people to think that she may have twins, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to have twins, but that's the rumor out right now. What the Australian DJs did is they pretended to be Prince Charles, Queen Elizabeth, and with their accents curled into the hospital to see how the Duchess was doing. And when they did that, they were transferred to a nurse first who actually answered the questions. I mean, if you thought the queen was on the phone, wouldn't you just a little, kind of panic a little bit? So the nurse answered questions about the retching and, Kate getting cleaned up and when visiting hours are. And I guess the hospital got a lot of heat. Now, hospitals aren't supposed to be giving information like that at all. But I don't think what she did was so bad for it to warrant her death. I mean, she was found dead and they believe she committed suicide. And this is a horrible, horrible, sad case. And, it concerns us to think that, a hoax could go that bad. I mean, were the DJs responsible for this woman's death? You know, did she feel like she had no place to turn? One of the callers had called in saying, this was such a horrible joke that gone bad. I mean, shock jocks and DJs do things like this all the time. They'll call in, they'll, pretend to be somebody and we all giggle, etc. But the problem is, where I think the DJs did wrong is they were calling into the hospital to pretend to be somebody to get personal information aired globally on the Duchess, which should have been private. To me, there's already intent there. This wasn't, oh, hi, what are you wearing? It wasn't like that. So, they're having the show taken off the air. I don't think is that inappropriate. You don't, when somebody's in the hospital, you don't try to invade their privacy like that. To me, that wasn't a funny joke. I've been listening to DJs and radio my whole life. I think a lot of the things they do is funny, but in this particular case, somebody was going to get hurt anyway. So they knew that Kate Middleton, obviously somebody was going to figure out that that really wasn't the Queen and Prince Charles, and that Kate Middleton's privacy would have been invaded and broadcast. So they already knew somebody was getting hurt. They just didn't realize that it would be taken to this next level where the nurse felt like she had no out from the repercussions and was going to kill herself. Now, are the DJs responsible for the woman's death? I don't think the DJ should be responsible for the woman's death. I mean, why would somebody feel like they had to commit suicide? Maybe this was the last straw. She was thinking about suicide before this, and after this, she's like, I'm done. I don't know. But I do feel they really have no place being on air if they didn't have the proper judgment to know that invading somebody's hospital privacy was a bad move. They don't really deserve to have the power of the mic. I just don't know if I would put the death of the nurse on them. How would they know somebody would decide to commit suicide? But realize if there's going to be somebody getting hurt, don't be shocked if the hurt ends up being more extreme. Don't go away by somebody else involved. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
And a happy new year.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Again, we do have the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app out. It is free. Go ahead to your app store, download the Dr. Dahlia app. I am sure you will be happy. All right, let's go to our message line and see what questions you guys have for me. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm 58 years old, and I got forearms like an 80-year-old man anymore. And it all started when I had a shoulder operation. I had had between 10 to 12 shots of cortisone in my left shoulder in 1 year. Shortly after that, I began to get blood blisters, any little tapping, or even off the tip of the back of my thumbnail. Went up my arm, it would instantly turn into a huge blood blister. Ooh. It went from my left arm, now it is both in my left and right forearm only. And I was just wondering, is it possible that the cortisone did cause that?
Okay, this is interesting. You know, we were just talking about in the previous hour the doctor who had the inflammatory skin on his hands and how he possibly infected staff. He infected, possibly 67 patients are now being warned that they may have received a staph infection when they had heart surgery by this one surgeon. From what I understand, 5 people have been, treated for a staph infection of their heart because of this skin condition. I mean, you know, here's the thing. What you're describing, if you're describing blood blisters, it sounds to me like a vasculitis. Now, vasculitis is basically inflammation of the blood vessels. And, you know, if you didn't have these blood blisters before, then, I mean, it would make sense. Something, you know, prior to them starting could have incited the event. I mean, it or induced them. You know, it's hard to say. There's so many different types of things that could cause vasculitis, and I'm going to just jump to calling them vasculitis because you're calling them blood blisters, and if you're not actually having infection and pus and open wounds and needing antibiotics, and this is just you're, you know, touching something and the blood vessel blowing up, to me that's inflammation of the blood vessel. Now, infections could do it. You could have immune system issues like rheumatoid arthritis, lupus can cause vasculitis. I had vasculitis when I took Bactrim. I had an allergic reaction to an antibiotic, and I started having something called petechiae, where the blood vessel, the blood was just starting to burst underneath the skin, and my legs just had a bunch of red dots on them. It didn't hurt. It just looked horrible, and it was scary. So you could have an allergic reaction to something, and that could cause the vasculitis. And of course, you know, having blood blisters that come up, we always want to make sure there's no issues with your, you know, skin. We want to make sure there's no issues with your organs, that there's no issues with cancer, et cetera. Not that I'm saying that's, you know, but these are the, whenever we see blood blisters pop up, that's what we do. Now, some of you call me or some of you will send a picture by email of a little red dot on your skin. And you get very nervous because it's a bright blood red dot on your skin. Most of those are called capillary hemangiomas. Those are not vasculitic. Those are usually not cancer. They are, and again, it's hard to say because I'm not looking at what's on your skin, but a lot of you will show me these blood red circular dots, and that's basically a capillary hemangioma. It's like a little bit of a little blood vessel benign tumor that goes out above the epidermis. You see it if you nick it or scratch at it, it'll bleed because it's part of the capillary. Those things are not blood blisters. Now, some of you may start growing extra capillary hemangiomas and never notice them and go, oh, this is new. But, I mean, it sounds like for you, you're seeing a cause and effect. You know, my recommendation would be to go and get some blood work done and talk to the doctor that did the injections. It just, oh, I feel bad that, you know, you feel like an 80-some-year-old with all your arthritis. But you may want to get tested for polymyalgia rheumatica for, because that's pain and inflammation of the large joints. You may want to be screened for rheumatoid arthritis. You may want to be screened for lupus and gout, because maybe you're being treated for multiple arthritic issues that aren't osteoarthritic, meaning wear and tear. These could be inflammatory arthritic issues. And if that's the case, you know, you may need more than just injections. But polymyalgia rheumatica is an inflammatory condition that inflames the large joints like shoulders and hips. You get stiffness, tightness, and sometimes you could get vasculitis with it. So this could just be that the shots had nothing to do with it, but this is just your still forming symptoms of an original problem you have. Now, keep in mind, when you do get these injections, they usually have steroid in them, and you usually have like a lidocaine, which is a short-acting anesthetic, and a longer-acting anesthetic like Marcaine. And many times they'll make this little cocktail, inject it in the shoulder, which is nice. That's nice that they do that. I doubt this is infectious, like what we talked about with the doctor and the staff on his hands that ended up being transferred to patients during the heart surgeries, because you're getting blood blisters in areas where the injection wasn't given. Whereas what happened with this doctor, the surgeon at Cedars of Sinai in Los Angeles, is 5 of the patients came down with endocarditis, what I believe, an infection of the heart, the lining of the heart. 4 needed subsequent surgery. 1 was able to get by with just antibiotics. But that's a real good question. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. L-I. Now, this study came out saying salty foods are making kids want sugary drinks. Now, I know a lot of us are like, well, duh. You know, but think about it, okay? We don't want our kids drinking soda pop. We don't want our kids drinking Capri Sun. Yet what happens after we eat some chips and dip while we're watching? Oh, wasn't football great this weekend? What a great overtime game between the Skins and Baltimore. That was a good game. That was great. Anyway, you eat salty foods, you start heading for the soda. Or you head for the beer or the margaritas or for the... Well, kids are doing the same thing. They looked at Australian children aged 2 to 16 and found that salt consumption was positively associated with drinking sugar-sweetened beverages. The more salt they ate, the more sugar drinks they ate. Every 1 gram per day of salt consumed was significantly associated with an additional 17 grams a day of sugary sweetened beverages. Now, you know, we keep talking about cutting back on the salt, cutting back on the salt. This is some serious stuff. And we know that these kids eating chips, these kids eating french fries, hamburgers, you know, bread has salt in it. We've talked about this. I'll revisit that, hopefully before the end of the year, the highest salt foods. I thought we just talked about it on air. But, you know, bread has a lot of salt. And I, you know, I really think that we should start, you know, getting our kids on the right path of low salt. I never add salt to my foods, but the other day, for some reason, I was kind of craving. I was a little nauseous, and I decided to add some salt to some french fries that I stole from my son's plate. And my kids saw that. See, I never saw my parents add any salt or seasonings. When my mom cooked, it was blander than bland, and I hated my mom's cooking. But I never added salt until I was in college, and I saw one of my friends dip their french fries in ranch, and then somebody else put salt on their french fries, and I was like, oh, wow, that tastes different. It was like, you know, it was like I finally had some Duff beer. It was like, whoa, this looks good. I never thought food could taste this good. And so, unfortunately, some of us discover salt. We realize you salt and pepper your food, and you could get more thirsty. So realize, our kids want foods that taste good, too. Okay? In the olden days, our kids would just eat what we gave them. And we would say, if you don't like it, lump it. Now, kids are, you know, cocky, and they want things, they want to be over, what's the word for it? They're overindulged. Okay? I mean, I would eat vegetables not because they tasted good, but because I had to. My kids won't put anything in their mouth unless it tastes good. Well, that's not the case, okay? Vegetables taste like crap. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to taste like crap. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Show Cruise. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, but most of all, be safe.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.